Mr. Dabalina is the host of the show where he plays the very best of prank call audio. He calls people up and tricks them, a good one. Tell them to get angry and threaten them with the shotgun. He tells all the guys they need to shut up their misses. He calls Circle K and makes them flip all the switches. Carrot Top, landlords, tunnels, and carding's a brand new adventure every time that the phone rings. It's fun to make people question their reality. So turn up the sound and enjoy the calamities. 6,000 miles from central Argentina, it's the world of prank calls with your host, Mr. Dabalina.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the 63rd episode of Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. I'm your host, Mr. Dabalina. I'm looking through all of my old pranks on my hard drive. I'm very organized about what I've used before on the show and what I've put up on YouTube. Although I messed up the other day, I think, and put up a repeat on YouTube. Brad, you big dummy. But I have calls of all kinds in here. And what I have a lot of is the Tenants from Hell calls, because I love doing those. I just highlighted them and it says it's 2.5 hours worth of Tenants from Hell calls right here. So I think I'm just going to try and pick the best 30 to 45 minutes of all of these Tenants from Hell calls out of this 2.5 hours, and hopefully you'll all enjoy these. First one I'm playing is from last year, last February. I got into the habit of calling up my landlords and telling them that I flushed the metal piece that holds the cardboard tube in, but they always just get hung up on the fact that I... Why am I telling you all this? I'm just going to play it. Here it is.
Property management, this is Trina.
Hey, Trina, I'm a tenant here at the apartments.
Okay.
I just have a small issue.
Okay.
Yeah, you know,
what's the issue?
When you finish the roll of toilet paper, you just, you flush the cardboard tube down the toilet. I accidentally left the little bar thing, you know, the little piece of metal that goes inside that cardboard.
You don't flush cardboard.
Oh, yeah, we do. We always flush the cardboard tube, but this time,
you're not ever supposed to flush cardboard down the toilet.
Bullshit! It's a roll of toilet paper. It goes in the toilet.
You're not supposed to flush cardboard down the toilet.
It's the cardboard from the toilet paper tube.
I don't care. Roll. You're not supposed to flush that down the toilet.
Ma'am, you're missing the point. I flushed the piece of metal, you know, that comes apart.
Okay.
There's a spring inside. That's in the toilet now.
Yes.
Yeah, I flushed it.
Okay, well, I will send the plumber out, but it will be your bill.
Oh, bullshit, it will. No,
it will be your bill.
Honest mistake. Maybe that
it will be your bill.
That shouldn't get stuck in
doesn't
there
matter.
So easily.
What which unit are you in?
Well, now I don't want to tell you because I don't want to get charged.
Well, you will get charged. It doesn't matter.
Well, maybe I'll just
get charged.
I'll just keep trying to flush it. Maybe it'll go down eventually. But where do I get one of these little metal things with the spring in it? What do I do about that? Do they sell those at Walmart or something?
I not by itself, no.
Are they expensive? Maybe I could just make one out of wood.
I wouldn't think so. No, but again, this is not good. So what unit are you in?
Yeah, but what do you know? You don't think we're even supposed to flush the cardboard tube.
Because I know... Oh, what do you know, actually? Because you can't flush that.
Yes, I flush it
any
all...
Any plumber would tell you that you can't.
My entire life I flushed...
Any plumber.
I flushed the cardboard tube down the toilet. It's never been an issue.
Well, then your entire life you've been wrong.
Well, nothing bad happens, so
because,
you're wrong.
Well...
Well, except,
no,
except
I
today.
Not wrong.
Today's...
You're Tim Henson, right?
How'd you know that?
Because it's on my phone.
Well,
so I'm going to be sending the plumber, and it will be your bill. And that's the end of the conversation.
Ma'am.
Bye.
Ma'am. So the reason she accused me of being Tim Henson is because that's what I had set up on my caller ID. I was actually calling everybody from his phone number so that they would call back Tim Henson and be all angry at him and leave him voicemail messages. Tim Henson, of course, is the host of the show called Distorted View. You can find that over at distortedview.com. That's a great show. If you like this show, you'll probably like his too. You know, if you have the weird mind that likes prank calls, you'll probably like Distorted View too. Anyway, the next call is from last year also, just a little bit later in the year. I've actually listened to 5 calls since that cardboard tube call, and I didn't like any of those enough to put them on this show, but this one is pretty good. This guy really has a hard time with me while he keeps me imprisoned on the roof of the apartment building. What a dick.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling. This is John speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, John. I'm a resident here at the apartments.
Yes. And what's your name and your apartment number?
That's Roy. I'm not in my apartment, so it doesn't matter. But I'm up on the roof, and my ladder fell. Is there any way somebody could come over and get my ladder?
Okay, wait a minute. You're a resident here, and you're on the roof?
Yes. I'm up on the roof. Sorry?
Why are you on the roof?
Oh, I was installing some brackets on the roof.
Did you get permission to do so?
Oh, no. No, I'm just I'm putting the brackets down. It's for a solar panel array.
Yeah, you need to have that approved by the property manager first before you're on the roof and altering the building.
Well, no, it's like I'm not altering the building. I'm just putting brackets on the roof and the solar cells.
The
solar cells are going
to
get...
You're installing something that's not authorized to be installed.
I've already paid for the solar cells. I'm not charging you guys for it or anything.
Of course not, but you're installing something on the building that you haven't gotten approval from the building owners from.
Well, they're
correct?
They're simple brackets. They go underneath the shingles.
It doesn't matter, sir.
They go underneath the shingles. Like, you're not even going to see them.
It doesn't. You're not supposed to be on the roof, one, and you're not supposed to be installing things to the building without approval.
Okay, well, I don't see why you're getting so...
You understand what I'm...
Why are you getting so mad?
I'm just confused because you're doing something that wasn't approved by
the property management. You're hollering at me, though. Like, I'm just trying to install solar cells because you guys don't have them already.
But you didn't get it approved to do so.
It's going to make the roof...
So that's why I'm wondering why you're doing something that you haven't gotten approval for.
So you're not going to come over and pick up my ladder because you're angry.
And you shouldn't be on the roof, sir. That is a fire. That is a safety hazard, sir.
It's not a fire
you
hazard.
You should know better than that.
I'm just putting brackets up.
No, it's not a fire hazard. It's a safety hazard, one. It's a safety hazard, one, for you to even be on the roof.
Okay, one, I used to do roofing for a living, so I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to fall off the roof.
Okay, it doesn't matter. It doesn't, sir, it doesn't matter. You should not be on the roof.
Okay, well, I am on the roof.
What's the apartment number
you're
on?
You're just going to strand me up here all day.
Sir?
Because I'm not supposed to be up here.
Sir, first of all, what apartment number are you in?
It doesn't matter. I'm not in the apartment. I'm on the roof.
Well, if you want assistance, I need to know your apartment number. And if you don't want to give it to me, then you're going to have to call the police.
Just come outside.
Or the fire department
to
get you down.
Oh, okay. I'm going to tell the police that you wouldn't pick up my ladder because you're a
douche. You won't tell me where you live, sir. Why are you on the roof?
You're being a douche canoe. I told you I'm on the roof to install the brackets.
Okay. What is your apartment number?
I'm not in my apartment. I'm on the roof.
Okay, well, I need to know the building that you're on the roof of.
I'm going to put these solar cells on here. They arrive on Thursday.
Sir, what you tell me, I don't know, but you need to tell me what building you're on.
It's going
to
be for my car charger. I'm getting a Tesla.
We have already a car charging station on the community.
Yeah, but it's bullshit.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter if it's bullshit or not. You're not supposed to install anything on the roof to charge your Tesla.
Okay,
but, sir,
well, it's
too late. What building number are you on?
It's too late. I've installed half the brackets, and I'm getting ready to install the rest of them.
Okay, are you going to tell me what building number you are in?
You go ahead. I'm not in a building. I'm on the roof. And you go ahead and leave.
The roof of what building, sir?
You go ahead.
The roof of what building?
You go ahead and leave me up here, and I'm going to finish installing these brackets.
The roof of what building? Are you going to answer me or no?
It's none of your damn business, you douche canoe.
It's none of my damn business. Okay, well, I guess you're just going to be on the roof then.
Good. I'm going to finish installing the brackets. I've got a Ryo.
Okay, and then when I find out what building you're in, you're definitely going to be getting a management notice.
I've got a Ryobi impact drill. I'm like using that to finish installing these brackets,
sir,
underneath
you're doing?
All the shingles.
Okay, you're definitely going to get a management notice.
Bullshit, I am.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I promise you that.
You don't think we need solar cells in this day and age? The Earth's heating
up. Sir, it doesn't. Sir, you did not even communicate nothing to the office to get any approval done. You cannot sit there. That is a breach of your lease contract. We can terminate your lease contract just doing that alone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll look real good for you on social media. I'll leave a bad Yelp review.
It doesn't. You sure? You absolutely can.
Oh, I will.
That doesn't matter. At the end of the day, I have to take care of my property. And if you're on the roof and you're tampering with my roof.
I'm not tampering with them. I'm just installing brackets.
Sir, it don't matter. It does not matter.
Yes, it does.
And you are not a contractor. You did not get approval. You did not go through the necessary channels that you needed to take.
Contractors are expensive.
It don't matter. You did not take any measures to get any reasonable accommodations made from your request first.
Because I would have had to deal with you.
You started to do it. Yes, exactly. That's who you have to deal with.
Yeah, why would I want to? Listen to yourself. You won't even rescue me from the roof. You're kind of a dick.
You won't even tell me where you are to rescue you. So look at you.
Well, go outside. Look around. Look where the ladder is on the ground.
Sir,
you fucking idiot.
Sir, we have 13 buildings. You tell me which one you're at. Why is it so difficult for me? Why is it so difficult for you to tell me where you live?
Wait, just take a walk.
And who you
could
are.
Stand to lose some weight, sir.
Sir, you obviously don't know what I look like. But anyway, that's besides the point.
Is it?
You want me to help you, but you won't let me know who you are.
Just leave me up here.
And
I don't care.
You won't let me know.
I'll just climb around and go in someone's window, and I'll go in that way.
Okay, and then you'll definitely find yourself in more trouble than
I'll knock on their window. I'll ask them if it's okay if I come in their window.
Sir, why do you gotta be so difficult?
Oh, you're the one being difficult. I'm just trying to put solar panels up on my roof.
You didn't get authorized to do so.
It's
okay.
Above my apartment.
But anyway,
I own this part of the roof while I live here.
You don't own nothing. You're renting.
Oh, rub it in. What are you, a homeowner? You think you're better than me?
Sir, you are just so challenging, but I'm trying to help you and you won't let me.
Yeah, right. You're acting like you're better than me because you own a home.
I don't own a home. Thank you. But anyway.
Then why are you being like, you don't own anything, you renter?
No, you're the one that said you own the roof.
You're talking down to me.
Okay, sir. I'm going to hang up the phone.
Oh, I hope you do hang up the phone.
Okay, have a great day.
Can I talk to someone else there first, though?
I bet you that was the most difficult phone call that guy's ever gotten before. All his phone calls now just seem super easy to him because he had to deal with me once. Next, I've got an old man that's high on the marijuanas, threatening to kick me out of his building forever.
Hello?
Hey, what's all that noise?
I'm in a motorhome.
Okay, well, calm down. I'm a resident here at their departments.
Yes, sir.
The toilet won't flush. I've been flushing a lot of sand down the toilet.
Well, wait a minute. Let me get this cut off so I can hear you.
Yeah, what is it? Is it a smoke alarm? You shouldn't be
it's a generator running.
You shouldn't be smoking in there.
I'm not smoking in there.
Well, then why is the smoke alarm going on?
I don't even smoke, period.
Well, why is the smoke alarm going on?
Who is this? Who is this?
This is Roy. I live at the apartments. Are you there?
Yeah. What apartment you live in?
Oh, my God, your smoke detector's still going off.
That's not a smoke detector.
Okay, well, I've been flushing a lot of sand down my toilet.
Uh-huh.
And now the toilet won't flush.
Well, what you doing flushing sand down it?
Oh, well, a couple months ago, I covered all of the floors in my entire apartment with sand to do kind of like a beach theme.
Who gave you permission to do that? Tell me what apartment you're in.
Nobody did. I just did it because I wanted to do a beach theme.
Tell me what apartment you're in. What's your apartment number?
I'm in 4D.
4B?
D.
4D?
D like W. 4D, like W.
4D.
Yeah.
4W.
4W.
I don't even have a 4W.
No, D. The letter D. D is in W.
D is in W?
Look, sir, it doesn't even matter. I'm just flushing all the sand down my toilet, and now I can't even get the toilet.
Well, listen, I'm the one that owns these apartments, and it matters a lot with me.
Okay.
Hell, you're going to have to tell me who you are and whatever, you know.
Well, you need to.
I can't just read your mind, and I'm in a motorhome, and I'm in Jackson, Mississippi.
I told you a bunch of times. It's 4D, D like W. And you need to.
It'd be like D like Z like dog?
Like W. You know, D.
Like the word W and word?
Yeah, W starts with a D.
And you're saying B, like BBQ.
Okay.
So you need to upgrade these pipes over here because, you know, this stuff's
how about,
not...
How about tell me, hey, let me run my business and you run yours, okay?
Okay, well, you don't do a very good job at it if my toilet won't even flush.
Well, I tell you what, we're doing a damn good job. We stay busy with a waiting list all the time.
Well, why is my toilet not flushing? My toilet's not even flushing.
Well, listen, you tell me who you are in building four.
While you're over there smoking weed or cigarettes or whatever.
I ain't over there smoking weed and I don't smoke. I'm 86 years old. Okay.
Then why was the smoke alarm going off the whole time?
It wasn't a damn smoking alarm going off in my place right here. I'm got four jacks going down on a 40-foot motorhome, and it makes a beeping sound to let you know when they're through.
I can hear the smoke alarm in the background.
What else kind of business do you want to know?
Well, I just wanted you to fix my damn pipes so I can flush the rest of the sand. Because I got like...
You don't flush it. You don't put nothing in them damn apartments. We may have a lawsuit on you to straighten it all out.
Oh, bullshit. It was like a...
You don't put no sand on nobody's floor.
I covered all the floors.
Who the shit are you, anyhow?
I covered all the floors and all the rooms with sand for a beach theme. And then also so my cat could just poop anywhere.
Well, you already got a word it was all right to do that.
No, I didn't. Because I was just going to do it for a few months. And now I'm done with it. So I'm flushing all the sand down the toilet. Stupid.
You let me get my maintenance guy over there.
How long is that going to take? Because I got a lot of sand.
I'm hoping he won't take but just a few minutes, okay?
What's he going to do?
I don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to see what needs to be done. Is this the apartment that Miss Cannon lives in?
Yeah, yeah. You don't even seem to know what's going on around here. You don't know how he's going to fix the pipes? Sir?
What can you do to Miss Cannon?
What's what?
Are you kin to Miss Cannon?
Yes, I am.
What kin are you to her?
And I'm her son, and she said I could put sand on all of the floors for a beach theme. We've been walking around.
You're not Miss Cannon's son that rents an apartment from me.
Oh, yes, I am.
She don't even have a child.
You don't know anything about Miss Cannon, and I stay on the couch. And we've been walking around barefoot for the past 3 months because I made a beach theme in here.
Well, like, I'm going to tell you one thing.
You'd be able.
I wish I'd have known this before I left home.
You'd be able to comprehend all this a lot better if you weren't over there smoking weed.
I wish I could see you face to face.
Why?
I've never smoked a weed and don't even know what they even look like.
Oh, yes, you
and
do.
Let me tell you one more thing, okay? You can get your ass out of that apartment complex, for it. I'm concerned you're not the one that pays the rent.
Well, she's.
I own these apartments and I've had them since 1968.
I pay her the rent, and then she pays you. So basically, I do pay the rent.
Yes, sir. Let me tell you what. Look in your lease, and you'll see that you cannot sublease nothing. So both of you's in a lawsuit now, okay?
I don't have a lease because I don't rent from you.
That don't matter.
Yes, it does.
You got your ass there in that apartment complex, haven't you?
You're just arguing in circles because you're high on marijuana.
I'm not arguing in circles, and I ain't on marijuana.
I could tell you're on marijuana. I heard the smoke alarm going off.
I'm getting off the phone. I'm through with you, okay?
All right. Is the maintenance guy going to come over?
And that's where he hung up. That old guy was kind of awesome. So let's see what's next. I think I'm going to play this one called Double Beam in 515. This is where I talk to a lady who has no idea how important it is to have a double beam when you put a big hole in your floor.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Holmes. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm a tenant here. And I just need to let you know, I just talked to the building inspector, and he said I needed to let you know that I'm putting in a double beam.
Which apartment complex are you at?
I'm in on Street, apartment A.
What building?
515.
515.
515.
Building. The 515 building?
Yeah, but 515, though.
A building 515, and no, you
515, ma'am. 515.
Okay, there's a building number, and then each apartment, there's four apartments in that building. They'll be either A, B, C, or D.
Yeah, I already told you, apartment A.
Apartment A.
Yep. 515.
Okay. I'm trying to see, you're putting in a beam where?
Underneath the living room floor and kind of in the hallway. Kind of goes from the living room to the kitchen, sort of, diagonally.
And you're putting the beam in for what?
Well, we put a basement in, and the floor was starting to sag a little bit, so we had the city inspector come out and take a look. He said we definitely need to put
And you're talking about... You're talking about...
Yeah, that's the one.
We have concrete floors.
Right, we dug through them. We put in a staircase. We just dug a staircase-sized hole and put some stairs in and dug out a basement.
515A.
Yeah, I think we mentioned this before.
Okay, 515A's residents are Chris and Glenda.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. My roommates.
Chris and Glenda are your roommates.
Yeah, I couldn't be a roommate here if we didn't have a basement. I wouldn't have a place to sleep. It's kind of a small place.
And you talked to who about doing this?
Well, no, we did this like a while ago. I think we mentioned it. We probably just mentioned it in passing, you know. But we weren't told we had to notify you about it before.
You would have had to get that approved through Tammy. Tammy would have had to go through to get that approved.
No, like it's fine. Everything's the foundation's fine. We put in a new foundation underneath the basement, and we put up walls. Everything's fine.
We don't have basements.
No,
we don't have basements.
You do in apartment A. I dug a basement. And if you don't want it there for the next tenant when we move out, we'll just cover the floor for you. It's no big deal. They'll just be
I'm going to send the maintenance guy over there to have him look at it.
Oh, now's not a good time. I'm not really inviting anyone over. I just was letting you know we're putting in a double beam today underneath the floor.
But this was not approved by... It was not approved by Tammy.
Well, the city inspector says we have to.
You did not have to put a basement in there.
No, we already put the basement in. That's been there. But the city inspector said we have to put a double beam in. Stupid.
Have you been added to their lease?
No. I don't have to be because I live under...
Then you cannot live there.
I don't live there. I live under there. I just have to go through their living room to get in my apartment, which is underneath the building. It's not yours.
What is your name?
Actually, you know what? You can't even come in the basement because you don't own the property down there.
What is your name?
Steve Dave.
What is your name?
Steve Dave. Wow, that is the most annoying ringtone I've ever heard. You must be just an irritating woman.
Hey, I don't have to listen to that. If you can't speak to me answer me when you're asked a direct question,
I was just saying.
Then
I heard
you don't
that.
Need to. Okay, now what is your name?
Steve Dave. I keep telling you, Steve Dave, and you're not listening.
Steve.
Yeah, Steve Dave.
And your last name?
Dave.
Dave.
Yeah, no, Dave. Like D is in W, A is in R, V is in 5. He is an idiot.
You are making no sense. So, anyways, I will be sending our maintenance guy over there to check it out.
Okay, well, I'm not even over there right now. I'm in my apartment, which is in the basement, and I'm not coming upstairs right now. I'm in the middle of a match.
That is fine. He will come in, and he will look at unit 515A.
He's not allowed to. I'm not allowing him to come in. We've changed the locks. He can't come in anyway. You know what? The maintenance guy, the last time he was here, he left an upper decker in the bathroom, and that's disgusting. So I just do not want him in here at all.
And he wouldn't have done that. He wouldn't have used your toilet. Or their toilet.
He didn't use the toilet. He didn't use it properly, anyway. But anyway, I don't want him in here. He's a disgusting man. So what are we doing now? Are you going to hang up on me, or... Ma'am?
No, I'm calling our maintenance guy.
What for? He can't come over. Can you put him on three-way?
Terry. Yeah. Can you go over to 515A?
Not going to answer.
For me?
Answer.
I have a gentleman on the phone with me who is saying that they dug a basement under their apartment, and he is living there, and he needs permission from the city inspector says they need to put a beam in, blah, 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 blah. And he is also saying that I can't send you over there because they're not going to let you in.
Wow, could you say that any more bitchy?
515A. Glinda.
515.
Yeah, Glinda.
515.
He said they dug a basement to their floor under their apartment, and the city inspector is saying that they need to put a beam in. That's what I'm saying. And he's saying, I'm repeating this address to him, and he's saying, yes, that's the one. But anyways, on the, yeah, the office phone, yes. All right, thank you.
Ma'am? Ma'am?
Ma'am? I'm going to put you on hold.
Why? Oh. Are you still there?
I am here.
Okay.
Waiting to hear back from my maintenance guy.
Oh, I think I hear him knocking, but, you know, I'm in the sub-basement now. I can't even hear. My listeners, they were all like in the chat room. They're like, oh my God, could that lady be any more bitchy when she talks to the maintenance guy? Does she talk to everyone like that?
Okay. Why don't you call back here on Monday? Because I'm not going to sit here and allow for you to curse at me.
No, I didn't curse at you. I was repeating what the chat room said.
You don't need to repeat that.
Well, I'm sorry. I was just repeating what they said. That's all.
Okay. You can call back Monday and you can talk to the manager.
Maybe
right.
I will. I thought we were
going
to sit here on the phone and wait for maintenance.
I guess that was a live show since I was referencing the chat room. That was from way back in 2017, if the date on the file is to be believed. The next call is a call that I love a lot. I just now listened to it. It was cracking me up because of this old lady's reactions. But this one is in three parts. I get hung up on once, and I call back, and I think I get hung up on again, and then I get a call back. So try not to get too confused. Here's a call from 2021.
Landing, this is Courtney.
Hey, Courtney, I'm a resident here.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, like, have you ever had a problem where someone's bathroom pipes froze this time of year?
I haven't. What unit are you in?
302.
302?
Yeah, and I have the walk-in closet, but I turned it into a walk-in freezer, and I think the bathroom pipes must be in the wall next to the walk-in freezer that I made.
What building are you in?
C.
In C?
I think that's called C, yeah.
We don't have a building C.
Oh, I'm not sure then. I don't need maintenance here or anything. I was just wondering, like, do you know of a way to get my bathroom pipes to unfreeze?
Well, if your bathroom pipes are frozen, we have to come and look at it.
Well, no, it's okay. It's probably because of my walk-in freezer. I think the bathroom pipes come past the walk-in freezer.
I would say that our maintenance man would have to come look at it.
Can you swap phones with that surly-sounding woman in the background?
Excuse me?
Can you swap phones with that surly-sounding woman in the background? She's talking about faucets or something.
No, she's talking to our maintenance man about someone else.
Oh, okay. I thought she was giving some attitude to a tenant.
No, no.
Is she like the office, the owner, or some kind of...
She's the manager.
Nice. Can I talk to her?
She is currently busy dealing with an emergency situation at the moment.
Oh, can you deal with the emergency and just have her get on the phone with me?
I can't. What's your phone number? I'll have her give you a call back.
Oh, I can just wait. Is she going to be a while? Yell at her real quick. Be like, hey, we got this guy turned his walk-in closet into a walk-in freezer.
Can you tell me what your name is? I'm sorry.
Sure, it's Roy. It's caused a lot of condensation on the opposite wall as well. Like there's always a bunch of condensation on that wall in the bathroom.
Okay, just give me one second, Roy.
Okay.
Hey there.
Hey. Oh, hi.
Roy.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your last name,
I have
sir?
The problem with the freezer, and I guess it just froze the pipes in the wall to the bathroom. So,
okay, Roy.
My shower still comes on, but the toilet won't flush and the sink won't come on anymore.
Okay. All right.
So,
you have... No, listen to me. Okay. Let me ask a question.
All right.
What is your
Judge
last
Judy?
Name?
Gerbel.
Gerbel?
Yes. Gerbel. Gerbel. The European pronunciation.
Would you spell it for me?
I-T.
Okay.
And so would you suggest just putting a heater up against the wall, like aimed at the wall?
No, sir. I would suggest you answering my question.
Oh, I did. I did. I spelled it.
No, sir, you did not. I asked you to spell your last name.
Ma'am.
That's
all
what
we
I asked.
I'm not asking for a maintenance request.
Yes, well, I'm... Okay, listen to me.
Okay.
The freezer that's in your closet.
Yeah, well, the closet is a freezer.
Okay, you're going to let us come and look at this.
Oh, no.
Because I think you have changed the apartment without permission.
Oh, no, I just changed the closet, just the closet. Because you know those freezers like they have in a convenience store?
Okay, all good, and it's going to go away. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, no, I got a bunch of meat in there. It's like a lot of meat and stuff, so I can't...
Then you're going to have to rent a locker somewhere.
Oh, no.
This is going away.
Ma'am, they do not have that kind of voltage outlets inside of those lockers. I had to run an extension cord from the oven.
Okay, your apartment number is...
Continue.
That was a question. There was a question
Nope. There was not a question mark there. That was a statement, and you were expecting me to finish your thought. That's a little weird.
What is your apartment number?
It doesn't... I don't need anyone to come up. I was just asking if you had any advice.
Oh, we're coming up.
Oh, I don't want you to come up. Don't come up. I don't give you permission.
It's emergency maintenance, and we have a legal right to enter.
Ma'am.
If I have to enter every single apartment.
I have a legal right.
There's a 302 attached to it.
I have a legal right not to wear pants.
And if I have to bring a policeman with me,
oh, no.
I will.
No, you better not. I'm not even wearing...
Well, I better.
I'm not wearing pants, ma'am. Hello? What? That was so rude. I just said I wasn't wearing pants. I don't want them to come up here if I don't have pants on. You can't just walk into a guy's apartment if he doesn't have pants on. That makes you a sexual predator.
This is Deanna. May I help you?
Hey, I just want to let you know I figured it out. I put the heater on, and that fixed everything. Like it's draining. Yeah, the water is coming out slow, but I think it's melting in there. And I just have to leave a heater on in the bathroom at all times. And it's fixed. So you didn't even have to get all upset and turn into a huge bitch. It's all fixed.
Excuse me, sir.
What?
You are in violation of your lease.
You are in violation, ma'am. You're the one that's in violation. Trying to come over and when I don't even have pants on?
No.
You're a pervert.
You're a very weird guy, okay?
Thank you.
I think this whole call was a strange prank.
No.
But I will still find out where you live.
Oh, you better not.
I will post a notice of entry, and it will be a legal entry, and we're going to find your damn freezer.
No, why can't I have a freezer? That's a bunch of bullshit. You can't turn your walk-in closet into a walk-in freezer. Looks like we have a call coming in. Hello.
Hey, boss.
Ain't your boss, cowboy.
Little freaking ee-haw. Hey, man, you got no water in your bathroom? I need to come check it out. Where you at?
Oh, no, I don't really have water in my bathroom. Was she telling me about the walk-in freezer?
She was telling me that you didn't have water to your bathroom. The pipes froze up or something.
Oh, yeah, they froze up because I installed a walk-in freezer in my walk-in closet. I turned the whole walk-in closet into a walk-in freezer.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, like put metal up on the walls and, you know, like in a 7-Eleven.
Okay.
And then I guess the pipes were on the other side of the wall, and that froze them up.
Yeah, that happens in the wintertime, too.
Yeah.
You want me to come check it out? Where you at?
No, no, it's actually just a prank call. That dumb lady in the office, she believed it.
Well, you know, we got a few of those.
Yeah, well, no, it was the really old, surly-sounding one. She was talking to you right before me about faucets or something.
That would be Deanna.
Ah, fucking Deanna. What a dumb broad, right?
Well, I can't talk about her. She's my boss, but...
She'll never find out. She'll never know.
Well... I still don't talk about her.
Yeah. but she
so
got.
Do I need to come check out your pipes, or are you good?
Oh, no, no, I'm completely fine. I just thought it'd be funny to prank her.
Okay.
Make some prank calls today. She got so angry, too. She got, like, really, really mad at me about the freezer.
So you don't really have a walk-in freezer?
No, that's ridiculous. Who would do that?
I don't know.
I don't even know how that would work. I don't think that would work.
Well, if you know what you're doing, I guess you could, but...
Yeah, maybe, I guess. I told her I ran an extension cord from the oven because that was the only way to get enough power to it. And she's just like, no, I'm Deanna and I'm a big dummy, I believe that.
Oh, well, don't let her ever hear you say that.
I won't, I'll be careful. Thanks for the warning.
All right, boss. Well, you have a good day, all right?
Hey, I ain't your boss, cowboy.
All right, cowboy. Cowboy's boss.
All right, bye.
It's
love you.
It's beautiful getting to hear an employee laugh about his boss getting fucked with. I just wish he would have gossiped about her with me for a minute. That's going to be it for today. Today's calls were all by me. If you want to hear more of the stuff I do, listen to my prank call podcast. It's called The Snowplow Show, and you can find it on your podcast app. Or visit snowplowshow.com for links to all the things. Also, go take a look at worldofprankcalls.com. There's a brand new interview with the prank caller Dragonmere, and he tells us about his prank call setup and what got him into prank calls. There's also prank call bingo, there's a zine, and there's giant lists of other prank call shows for you to enjoy. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you next time.
people in the future.
There are no people.
There are no people in the future.
No people at all.
There are no people in the future.
Wonder where my people went.
There are no people in the future.
Let me try my people call.
Okay, you can kiss my fucking ass, what you can do.